Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to sing one Christmas song. I hope you all know this song. Duta paata paadudi rakshako stutinchudi aprabond puttenu Bethlehemunalduna Pujalambu gelunu saukya sambramayenu akashala dutalu mrugu paata paadudi duta paata paadudi rakshako stutilchudi. Rare niti suryuda, rave deva putruda, nidura kavallanu, loka samkhyamayenu, bhujivasulanduru, mukti priti galgudu, nyalalamu variki, atmashu dikalgunu, duta paata paadudi, rakshako stutinchudi. Hallelujah. I wish you happy, many, many happy Christmas and happy New Year, sir. My name is Pastor Prakash Raj. Prakash means light, Raj means king. I always belong king of light. My Bible says, John 8:12 says, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. I'm his son, king of the light. I'm pastoring Calvary Baptist Church in Chennai. And also God given the vision and mission, Christ for all, the mission. The India is the country, the historical country. The history, there are 3,500 years countries. The America is only 300 years country. But India is a 3,500 years of country. You can find the history of the country in India in the Bible itself. You can find the name of the India in the book of Esther, first chapter, first verse. You can see the India. I never seen an American name in the Bible. I'm very privileged. I'm proud for that. Because God, in God's eyes upon my country, in the one of the disciples, there are 12 disciples in Jesus Christ. One of the disciples, a doubting Thomas, came to India. He ministered there. He preached the gospel in my country. He died my city. He died where I came from, the Chennai. Hallelujah. It takes less 30 minutes from my home to where St. Thomas Mount was died. I'm very glad. I'm very blessed. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we have, Jesus. This morning, I would like to share about my ministries, about my country, the fact and difference about the America and India. The India is the country, 1.3 billion people in my country. 1.3 billion people. India is the second largest populated country in the world. The land size something like a Texas. The America got a 50 states. The land size one of the states like a Texas. You imagine if you bring all the American people, if you bring all the 50 state people, if you put all of them in one state of Texas, you imagine how it is be. Like us. Everywhere thousands of people. Everywhere, hundreds of people. You can see heads, lot of people traveling all the places. I cannot able to see more people in America. In every cars, I can see one or two people driving in America. In India, every car is more than 10 people. I have a small car, Honda, small car. In my car, mostly 15 people, 20 people travel with me in the village ministries. The houses are also different. Our houses is the 10 by 10. Your house is different. Your food is different. Our food is different. We have McDonald's in India. If I buy the McDonald's hamburger, something like this much. Your McDonald's hamburger, something like this much. Our cups is very smaller, like in this. But your McDonald's Coca-Cola cup like this much. Everything's different. The people also big here, America. Indian people are very tiny people. There's a lot of difference. The Indian people speak 1,650 languages. The American people mostly speak one language, and some people speak Spanish. But India, 1,650 languages. My father speaks Tamil. My mother speaks Telugu. My tea maker speaks Malayalam. My backerman speaks Kannada. My prawn backer speaks Hindi. So I can speak more than six languages. That means I have a real tongues. I have a real tongues. That's what charismatic people believe. The language is different. There are 4,630 people distinct groups. The people food is different. Dress is different. Culture is different. If you go, I'm from South India, that's why I look very dark. If you go north, people looks like a German people. If you go east or northeast, people looks like a Chinese people. If you go northwest, people look like Afghanistan people. The India country is a mixed country. People are different people, different culture. There are 33 million gods that believe. They are worshipping 33 million gods. They are worshipping the creation, not the creator. They are worshipping animals. They are worshipping moon is their god. Sun is their god. Earth is their god. Elephant is their god. Tiger is their god. Monkey is their god. Cow is their god. That's what many Hindus don't eat beef. Because they believe cow is their god. I love to eat more beef. I love hamburger. Beef is good for health. Make me strong. People don't eat beef. They believe cow is their god. Please pray for us. The harvest is plenty. The field is plenty. We need a labors. The labors mean we need a prayers. We need a Bibles. 1,650 languages. Unfortunately, we have 95 languages only. We have Bibles. It takes another 100 years to translate, to distribute the Bible to other languages people. Who will send the Bible? Who will translate the Bible for them? By the grace of God, I travel more than 8 states only. India is 29 states. We planted 144 home churches. We trained 44 preachers. My vision is to train 100 pastors. Each and every pastor should plant 10 home churches. In 2020, we are going to have 1,000 home churches. Hallelujah. Amen. That is my vision. I want to plant 1,000 churches with the help of 100 pastors. Home churches mean we don't have a building like this. If I have this building, I can put 300 people here. Amen. People sit on the floor. We don't have a chairs. People don't sit in the chair. We don't have things. America, God bless America. God chosen this country. God chosen these people. But these people, many people not realizing that. Please come and see India, how it is. The people, the roads are different. The small roads, hundreds of trucks, hundreds of cars, hundreds of vehicles are traveling. Small roads. You have very good roads here. The lot of roads, a lot of things. Everywhere food is more here. People, they're crying. The 40% of people are living in the urban area. 60% people are living in the rural area. 600 million people, very poverty line. 600 million people, poor people. Another 400 million people do not have enough to live. One record says 41 million people are orphan people, homeless people. The God bless his country. I love to read the histories. I was reading the history. Why God bless the country, you know? Because you have the forefather to pray for this country. I know George Washington was praying for this country. He was fighting in the battle in the Delaware River. He was praying that night. In the winter season, the Delaware River was very cold. The bigger in the battles, the enemies were following. He was praying between the battles and the rivers. God, if I go and walk the river, I'm going to die, I know. If I'm going back, I'm going to die in the battle. But I want to see the Christian nation. We need a liberty. We need to pray. We need to liberty to show the true God. We need that prayer. He prayed and he win the battle. Hallelujah. His country got the history. He have forefather prayed. America, the country, that found the liberation with the Bible. Foundation with the God's word. But I was watching the American president, Dr. Obama says, Barack Obama says, he was telling the public that America is no more Christian country. He said, America is no more Christian country. I feel so bad about that. America is the Christian country. This is the God chosen country. You are the chosen people. Hallelujah. The British people came to India. They ruled India 300 years. Not for the gospel, because of the gold and silver. They failed to preach the gospel in my nation. That's what many people, Hindu says. Hindu people believe, they don't want to believe Jesus because they think Jesus Christ from the British people God. Hindus believe Jesus Christ from the white people God. No, our God is the God for everyone. He belongs to everyone. Amen. You are all my brothers and my sisters. Yes, irrespective of color, race, language, nation, we are all belong to him. Amen. I thank the Lord. 1965, American Baptist missionary came to Chennai. They're preaching the gospel. My father heard the gospel at the first time. He surrendered his life to Christ. He came, he started the small Baptist church in a home. Hallelujah. Amen. Baptist mission came to my nation. They planted gospel seed in my field. The seed became a big tree. The tree gave many fruits. I am one of the fruit for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of your prayers. Because of your missionaries. We don't have Bibles those time. I can't able to read the Bible. I'm going to share. I'm really wondering. I'm thank the Lord. I'm going to preach this morning. You imagine? I'm not an English man. The English is not my mother tongue. But I'm going to preach with the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. American brothers and sisters going to hear what I'm going to share. You have to realize our God is a living God. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is so high God. He is unmeasurable. Our God is so high God. He is so high God. But He is so high God. He is so came down to me. You know why? Because of me. Hallelujah. The India is the caste system in the country. The India is the country that has 6,000 caste system. Caste system in high caste people, middle caste people, low caste people, and lower caste people. According to Indian culture, I am from the low caste. I'm an untouchable man. I cannot sit with the rich people. I cannot eat with them. I cannot talk with them. I cannot go to school to them. That is the Indian culture. But I'm glad my gospel says, the gospel Luke says, when the Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the King of Judah was born, the city of David in the Bethlehem. The first message came to the supper. Hallelujah. The first greeting, the good news came to the poor people, untouchable people. Hallelujah. I am glad that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, who we are serving is not ordinary man. Hallelujah. He is not ordinary God. Our God is, I love my Lord. I always hold his hands. God, thank you very much for becoming my Lord. Because of him, I'm standing. Because of his grace, I'm here. There's nothing for me. My brothers and my sisters, my mothers and my father, I don't know why God brought me here in the Maple Baptist Church, Maple Grove Baptist Church. Because you also remember. You have to realize how our God is great God. Amen. The Indian people, there are 33 million gods. 3,000 caste system, 6,000 caste system. 4,635 people distinct groups. 1,650 languages. We have 95 languages, we have Bibles. Most of Christians live, most of the churches in the urban area, not in the rural area. I came all the way from 10,000 miles. And also I'm traveling every Sunday, hundreds of miles, all the places. I was looking in the mirror, I was looking in the left and right and left and right, all the places in the Walmart, Kmart, and the Sea Lion and all the restaurants I was looking, I never found any leper people. And in India, there are 20,000 leper people in my city. 40,000 blind people in my cities. People are suffering diseases. We don't have proper running waters. We don't have proper sanitary systems. We don't have proper schools, education systems. But God bless this country. The many people, young people, especially young people not realizing that. My brothers and my sisters, our God is so wonderful God. This morning, if you think about the Christ, he will think about you. We always think about our families. Our wife, our children. But if you think about the God, God will think about you. If you never think about him, he never think about you. Nobody bother. Most of places we don't have proper church. We gather in the houses. Houses, out churches. We have 144 home churches. Home churches mean every home church is 80 to 100 people gather. Every week we preach 12,000 people gospel. Every month we are preaching the gospel to 60,000 people. Every year 720,000 people we are preaching this gospel. Our mission is at least 20 years, at least we need to reach 5 million people. Please pray for us. We need your prayers. We have a leper ministries. Have you ever touched leper people? Have you ever had a lunch with them? in the Christmas, have you heard a Christmas service in the leper people? We touch the leper people, we pray for them, we walk to them, we give the blanket to them, we spend a time with them. My Bible says, the Luke 17 chapter says, Jesus walked through the Samaria. In 2000 years before, any never Jews walked to the Samaria. They always go bypass. They never go to the Samaria because they think the Samaritan people was outcast people, untouchable people, low caste people, Gentile people. But my God always walked to the low caste people. He know there are 10 leper people are there. The 10 people came and shouting, they don't have hope. Leper people, they don't have fingers, they don't have nose, they don't have ears, they cannot able to walk. Hopeless people. They don't have hope. They're untouchable people. When they came to Christ, the Bible says, God healed all of them. Hallelujah. 10 leper came, God healed all of them. The problem is, only one man came to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless everyone. Our God is not a cursed God. Our God is a blessing God.
Amen.
He always blesses us.
Yes.
But we are not coming to churches to give thanks to Him.
Right.
I was looking many people traveling on Saturday, Sunday for weekends. Fishing, camping. They're not able to come in churches. The Jesus this morning, pastor was preaching, the day's coming, dark day's coming. The day's going to come, dark days mean we cannot able to preach the gospel. The day going to come. If you try to hear the gospel that day, you cannot able to hear. This is the day you have to listen the gospel. This is the day, the salvation.
Amen.
This morning, when it was our pastor Terry Simpson was preaching, the God was speaking to me. The Job, the book of Job, 14th chapter. 14th chapter, verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? The question mark this morning. If the man die, shall he live again? The question mark. If he die, we live again? Think about that. This morning, think about that question. If the man die, the man means you and me. If I die, shall I live again? Where shall find the answer? Where shall find the solution for this question? Nobody bother but tomorrow. The earning the money, I have a good job, good. I have a good house, good. I have a good car, good. Most of people buying the millions of dollars, the car. Most of people buying millions of the dollars, spending money with the big houses. They can buy big houses. They can buy big car. They cannot buy the fees. They cannot sleep. They cannot buy to sleep. This morning God gave the question, if the man die, shall he? If the man dies, shall he live again? What is the answer? What is the answer? The answer is Bible says, John, Gospel according to John, the 11th chapter, 25 says, 11:25. Gospel according to John, 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he will die, he shall live. Hallelujah. The question from the book of Job, if the man die, shall he live? The answer is Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, if he believe me, he said, he that believed in me, though he were die, he shall live. Hallelujah. The Jesus is our thing. This morning I'm going to share the forethought. Why I'm here. You know why I'm here? You know why I'm here? He loved me. Hallelujah. You know why you are here? He loved you. The God of God is the mighty God. The King of Kings. The King of Judah. The Messiah. The Savior. My Father. My Son. My Brother. My everything. My friend. Our God's relationship is a wonderful relationship. He is the God for my Father. He is the Father of my Father. He is the Father of my Son. He is the Father of my wife. He is the Father of my mother. He is the Father of my father-in-law. He is the Father of my brother-in-law. You see what the relationship is. Hallelujah. The same God, Father of everyone. The Galatians 2:20 says, the epistle of Paul, the apostle, the Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lived in me, and the life which I have lived in the flesh, I lived by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me. Hallelujah. Amen. We are living here with the love of Christ. Not our money, not our job, not our things, what we are having. Because of Christ's love. Amen. Christ loved me because of I'm here. Number one, he loved me. Number two, my Bible says, same, Galatians 2:20 says, and he gave himself for me. I never found in the history the wife died for his husband. I never find any history the wife gave himself for her husband. I never found any husband gave himself for his wife. But my Bible says he gave himself for me. Hallelujah. He gave himself for you. You know, our God's love is Jeremiah 31:3 say, its love is everlasting love. The Bible, John 3:16 says, God so loved. That means you have to add more. Yes, whoa, 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 whoa. So means you have to add many more. His love is an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3 says. And 1 John 4:9 says, it is the manifested love. God, Jesus Christ, proved himself how he loved us. He gave himself for us. He died for us. In India, the 33 million gods we have. Most of gods, they don't have histories. Most of God, they don't have father. Most of God, they don't have mother. Most of God, they don't have address. But our God, we have a history. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we use before Christ and after Christ. We have a history where, which city was born. We have a history who was the father of Jesus. Earthly father. Who was the mother, earthly mother? Where he was, died. Still, in the Jerusalem, we can see the Golgotha. Still, we can see the empty tomb in the garden. The British people, some of British people, they found the garden, the empty tomb, the Jerusalem. Still, you can see the country, the Israel country. Our God loved us. He loved me. He loved all of you. My brothers and my sister, my father and my mother, have you brought all your family members to church? If you brought your husband, wife and children, all of the churches, I'm thankful to you. Please bring your husband, your wife, your children to the churches. You cannot find peace outside of the world. Only you can find the peace in the church only. Hallelujah. The church is the safest place in the earth. There is no safest place in the earth. The God loved me. Number two, He gave Himself for me. Number three, I was telling about the love of Christ. It is the everlasting love. It is the manifested love. Yes, the book of Isaiah 63:9 say it is a redeeming love. Christ only redeem our sins. Christ only bring from our curse. Nobody will redeem from our sins. With the blood of Christ, we will be redeemed. My name is Prakash Raj. I'm a Hindu name because my father was Hindu. But you can see my wife's name is Diana Rose. I have only one wife. I have two children. My son is a 9 years boy, Jack Spencer. I have a 7 year girl is a Sharon Havila. You see, I came from the Hindu family background, but God brought me the Christian background. He will change from one generation to one generation. When Christ comes, we are new creation. That's what the Bible says. Yes, if you are same in the church, if you are same, you are losing something. The Christian's life is the testimony life. New creation. That means, first gone. All things gone. We are newly created. Everybody has a testimony. If you don't have a testimony, you are not really Christians. Because we are not belong to this world. Our world is different. That's what God, 2,000 years before God, Jesus went, He's preparing, He's building the mansion for us. He's preparing for us. He's going to come. We all be ready. Hallelujah. It is the everlasting love. It is the manifestal love. It is the redeeming love. The Romans 8:39 says it is a preserving love. Hallelujah. Everybody, every house has got the refrigerator. Refrigerator. You know why we have a refrigerator? We are keeping the food for using tomorrow. Because the refrigerator preserves the food. Likewise, Jesus' love preserved us. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we have, Jesus. We are not ordinary people. We are not ordinary people. We have a leper ministries, blind people ministry, gypsy ministry, children's ministry, old age people ministries, because God given the vision, Christ for all. He is not only for America, He belongs to every nation. I'm really wondering when I was reading about the history of Islam. That religion came after 600 years later Christ. They believe Jesus born in the virgin birth. I thank that. And they don't believe Jesus died on the cross. How dare that people say after 600 years Jesus not died on the cross. My Bible says we have evidence 500 people saw Jesus after the resurrection. Thousands of people had day by day in the churches. The Bible says Acts, book of Acts says disciples are multiplied day by day. After Jesus resurrects only the James. the worldly son, brother of Jesus Christ. He believed. Before he is not believed. After resurrection only, he believed James. We have evidence. Because of resurrection, we have churches here. Hallelujah. Because of resurrection, Saul came to Christ. Hallelujah. Saul became with Paul. How dare these Islam people say Jesus not died on the cross? Because of false religions. Muslim people came to India, they ruled 600 years in India. They powerfully preach, powerfully duplicating people, Islam. If you believe in Islam, I'll leave you, otherwise I'll kill you. They did. Because of that, 20% of people in India are the Islam people. See? But British people failed to do that. If that 300 years, if you believe Jesus, I'll leave you, otherwise I'll shoot you, no? In India will be Christian country. Hallelujah. They failed because the kings came for gold and silver. The Peter says gold and silver are nanas. But we have a Jesus Christ walk. Hallelujah. What a faith for that. The people are wondering how this fisher was speaking like a wise man. How these fisher people, how these fishing people speaking like a wise man. And somebody says, they all with the Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are ordinary people. With the Christ, we are extraordinary people. Hallelujah. I'm ordinary. I'm untouchable man from Indian culture. But I'm not untouchable no more. I born in the poor. I'm not no more poor because I'm the King of King, the princess. Hallelujah. That's what I said. I'm King of Light. My God is the light of the world. He loved me. He gave himself for me. The Luke, Gospel according to Luke 1:47 says, He is my Savior. Hallelujah. President Obama never saved this country. I was watching his talking. I was crying. I was upbraiding about him. Every churches, every people need to pray for this country. Because we need a prayerful leaders. The prayerful leaders only change this world, change the generation. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for Abraham Lincoln started with thanksgiving. He started, we need to give thanks to our God. Many people not realizing that. Our God never has gold and silver. He said, the leper, out of 10, one leper came to Christ. He shouted and glorified. He said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, what you've done for me. That kind of experience, that kind of testimony, God looking. I came here not for raising the money, nice for dollars. I came here giving thanks for your prayers. Thank you for your missionaries. Thank you for your Bibles. The Indian government never spent any money to churches. Still the Bible, still the supporting coming from America. Hallelujah. Not for my nation. My brothers and my sisters, pray for our country. Pray for us. We need your prayers. And the harvest is plenty. The harvest is plenty. We need a labor. Labors mean we have prayers. We need a potential fellowship and relation. Our God, He loved me. He loved you. He gave Himself for me. He gave Himself for you all. Amen. He is my Savior. He is your Savior. Finally, John 20:28 says, He is my Lord. Hallelujah. That's all. I don't bother about tomorrow. I'm traveling hundreds of kilometers. The American 50 states. In 50 states, I have own state. I have families. In America, I have a family. I have a father. I have a mother. because he is my Lord. I have my spiritual father, Ronnie Simpson. My mother, Francis Simpson. I have brother Andy Simpson, Jeremy Simpson, Terry Simpson, Cindy Simpson, Cindy, and Tony owns all of them. What a wonderful God we have. You know how I got this? Because he is my Lord. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters. I'm very good here. I never worried here, America. I never worried about food. I never worried about sleep. I'm very good here because he is my Lord. My God know what I need. Please pray for us. We need your prayers. We need potential fellowship. I don't know why God brought me here. Maybe the Holy Spirit says he is encouraging us because he has loved us. He gave himself for us. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. Think about you. Who is your Lord? Some people, Lord is the money. Some people, the Lord is their job. Some people, the Lord for the wife, the husband, the children. But we have an eternal Lord. Eternal. I found that God in the age of 19 years. I'm serving for the 18 years. I'm not stopped. I love to preach the gospel. We have a leper colony Christmas program. We have blind people leper colony Christmas program. We have street Christmas. We are lighting the candles, walking the street, shouting, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. We are shouting, preaching the gospel. Our life is short. You do not know what happened tomorrow. We need to preach the gospel. God gave the wonderful commandment for everyone. Go, enter the world, preach the gospel. Go to the world. Go. Go. He never said stay. He never said sit. He never said stand. He said go. Because we don't have a time. Go. Bring your family. Some people ask, Pastor, I cannot able to travel other country. What shall I do? Go to your home. Preach the gospel. Bring your family member to church. Hallelujah. Many people think pastor only need to do for house knocking the door. That's a pastor job. That's pastor wife job. The pastor children job. Let them do for cleaning the church. Let them doing for house visiting. Let them bring for other people. They're thinking many people. No. Each and every members. Each and every church member should take the initiative to take this vision and mission to bring the people. Because God is going to call for account for us. I don't have a gold and silver. I don't have much balance in my bank. I don't have nothing. I don't have own house. I have nothing. But I have a lot of resources in heaven. Hallelujah. That's enough for me. Thank you very much for Pastor Terry Simpson and his loving wife and children, all the deacons and all the members of the Maple Grove Baptist Church giving such a wonderful opportunity for me. I have nothing to give you. But I love you also. I love you. You're always welcome to my country, my church, my city in the days to come. I'll give you a wonderful chicken 65, chicken biryani. I will provide for you, sir. Thank you very much. You prayful, send your pastor to with the Jeremy Simpson. Let him come and preach the leper colony. Let him come and preach the street meeting. Let him see how the people are there. I gave a DVD to pastors. He's going to show sometime. You can see how the leper people are there. Blind people, how people are worshipping the streets. You can see. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. I love you, Pastor. Yes.